lashed around her helmet, then its dead weight almost pulled her from the saddle. She wrestled her sword free. Two gibbas had hit the defending line together and driven a wedge into it. At the point, Leith and Marshal Solinarian fought almost as one, their swords swinging in long strokes that hardly seemed to slow the gibbas at all. Remembering Maul, Pox looked around for someone with an axe. A hefty yeoman in the secondary stood nearby, bellowing encouragement to the front rank, but otherwise free. She tapped his shoulder with her sword, and he swung round, axe ready. "Come on, follow me!" She waited for his nod, then forced the red horse through the fight to a point just behind the gibbas. "Get the backbone!" she yelled at the forester, sinking her own sword into the angle of neck and shoulder, a level stroke she noted for a mounted fighter. But this maneuver had put her outside the square, and the yeoman as well. She covered his retreat back into the line, then whirled the red horse in a flat spin, sweeping her sword at the orcs who tried to take advantage of the gibbas' position. Doran's cohort snapped back into position, straightening the line, and Pox was back inside with the king. The king, meanwhile, was fighting another Folokai that had jumped the lines. Garrus had fallen behind him. High Marshal Seklus tried to flank the beast, but it was too fast, whirling and snapping at him, then returning to the king. The king's sword blazed, its color shifting from blue to white with each change of direction. Before Pox could intervene, the king sank his blade into the Folokai's heart, and it fell, still snapping. More orcs poured out of the forest, this time attacking without hesitation. Now the east flank of the defender's block was fully engaged. In the darkness beyond the Verakai front ranks, Pox saw torches moving. "The Paganese," said the king quietly beside her. "They'll attack now, too." "In the dark?" asked Ammerlin.
"Yes, they've got torchbearers."
"How long?" began Ammerlin. "Pox," the king interrupted, "can you sustain your light for long?"
"I don't know," said Pox. "I haven't tried to hold it and fight both."
"We'll fight," he said grimly. "Give us light, and we'll fight."
Even before she asked, her light came, brighter than before. For an instant, she remembered the golden light that hung above Sibylle the night they took the wall. Now her own light, unshadowed, lit the narrow valley. The Parganese cohort stopped abruptly, then wheeled into position. Verakaian shaded their eyes, then looked down. She saw the orcs pause at the wood's edge, throw up their shields and keep coming. A dark wave. Her light flashed from shifting eyes, from the edges of swords and the tips of spears. She saw a Folokai's teeth glint. Then it turned and loped away to the west and north. The red horse wheeled beneath her as her eyes swept the scene. The enemy pressed close, compressing the square into a tight mass. The remaining cavalry mounts shifted nervously, ears back and tails clamped down. Then the enemy cohorts attacked. Pox ignored the screams, the arrows that flashed by her head, the clangor of arms. With all her might, she prayed, holding light above them.